Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Free to be human. In the secret hour of life's midday, the parabola is reversed. Death is born. The second half of life does not signify ascent, unfolding, increase, exuberance, but death, since the end is its goal. The negation of life's fulfillment is synonymous with the refusal to accept its ending. Both mean not wanting to live, and not wanting to live is identical with not wanting to die. Waxing and waning make one curve. It starts with the great self-emptying or kenosis that we call the incarnation and ends with the crucifixion. It brilliantly connects the two mysteries as one movement. Down, down, down into the enfleshment of creation, into humanity's depths and sadness, and into final identification with those at the very bottom. Jesus represents God's total solidarity with and even love of the human situation, as if to say, nothing human is abhorrent to me. Trust the down, and God will take care of the up. This leaves humanity in solidarity with the life cycle, but also with one another, with no need to create success stories for ourselves or to create failure stories for others. Humanity in Jesus is free to be human and soulful instead of any false climbing into spirit. This was supposed to change everything, and trust that it still will. Yeshua asks us to imitate him in his own journey of full incarnation. To do so, he gives us the two great commandments: love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus shows us that our neighbor even includes our enemy. How do we love God? To love God is to love what God loves, which is everything and everyone. Our inability to recognize and love God in what is right in front of us has allowed us to separate religion from our actual lives. 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in American life. There is Sunday morning, and then there is real life. We love because God first loved us. If we love one another, God remains in us, and God's love is brought to perfection in us. Seek a harmony of goodness. Harmonize and balance necessary self-care with a constant expansion beyond ourselves to loving others. This is both simple and elegant, showing us how to love our neighbor as ourself. Imagining and working toward this harmony keeps us from seeking impossible, private, and heroic ideas. Now the possibility of love is potentially right in front of us and always concrete. Love is seeking the good of as many subjects as possible. Rest in this knowing. Non-possessive delight. No matter who we are or where we come from, no matter who we love or how we earn a living, the admonition to love your neighbor as you love yourself, when lived out, expresses the interdependence humans need in order to survive and thrive. The starting place is self-love. We are called to love the self and the neighbor in exactly the same way. When we don't love ourselves, it is impossible to love our neighbor. All the world's great religions encourage us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Sometimes called the Golden Rule, this beautiful teaching invites humans to treat one another, and in some traditions, all creatures, the way we want to be treated. We belong to a mutually beneficial web of connection, well-being, and love. At the root of this connection is empathy. The result is kindness, compassion, respect, and understanding. Love is the strongest force on the planet. Love is the non-possessive delight in the particularity of the other. Fierce love delights in the particularities of who they are. Love yourself. Take delight in the unique particularities that add up to you without judgment. The heart of Christian spirituality is summed up in the way Jesus radically surrenders himself for the sake of love. Jesus's idea of dying to self is through radically squandering everything he had and was. He went his way, giving himself fully into life and death, losing himself, squandering himself, gambling away every gift God bestows. It is love utterly poured out. He left us a method for practicing this path ourselves, the method he himself modeled in the Garden of Gethsemane, the method of full voluntary self-donation reconnects you instantly to the wellspring. In fact, it is the wellspring. He showed us that self-emptying is the full expression of its meaning and instantly brings into being a new creation, the integral wholeness of love manifested in the particularity of a human heart. The heart of Christian spirituality is surrender to God, which paradoxically opens our lives up to a greater freedom that we could not otherwise imagine. I surrender myself to God without any conditions or reservations. Little by little, or vast area by vast area, my life must be transmuted in the life of God. As this happens, I come into the meaning of true freedom, and the burdens that I seemed unable to bear are floated in the current of the life and love of God. Rest in this knowing. Divine love surrenders to us. Our surrender to God is based on God's surrender to us. God doesn't hold back and wait until we get things right. Rather, God loves us where we are and as we are. In the Incarnation, divine love has found us and has surrendered to us. It has handed itself over to us to do as we please. For those who breathe in the Spirit of God, the surrender of God in love is the greatest act of humility, and one can only receive this love in poverty and humility. Receptivity marks the person of surrender. People who surrender their lives to God discover who they really are in God. God is the only one we can surrender to without losing ourselves. It's a paradox. Let go of all fear of suffering, all need for power, prestige, and possessions, and all you need for your small self to be important. And then you come out on the other side knowing something essential: who you really are in God, and thus, who you really are. Suffering is whenever we are not in control. Thus, we can understand why some form of suffering is absolutely necessary to teach us how to live beyond the illusion of control and to give that control back to God. To know and follow Christ crucified is to know and love those children, women, and men who are poor, excluded, and despised, made different and unwelcome, lynched and crucified in our world. Hear the echoes of wailings and bitter weeping in Gaza and in Rafah, in Baghdad and in Beirut, in Cairo and in Ukraine. Press to our hearts the tears that flowed from the eyes of Cherokee, Seminole, and Choctaw children and women and men who limped through the cold and hunger from Oklahoma to Arkansas and Alabama and Mississippi. Recover the tears that fell on the floors of the camps at Auschwitz, Treblinka, Sobibor. Retrieve the tears that flowed from the eyes of children and women and men who crowded into flimsy boats and old trucks and shipping containers to suffer and die. Recognize that the tears and blood and moans of the innocent have been absorbed into the air we breathe, have seeped into our streams and oceans, into the earth in which we plant and from which we harvest and eat. We are led to the ground beneath the cross of the crucified Jewish Jesus of Nazareth. as the one whom he knows and loves lifts him up from the grave to release him into the surprise of hope and life. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.